Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, on Live Talk, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 23, 2016. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo. And tonight we are talking about the issue of unemployed college and university graduates.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And as usual, to speak live on air, you can give us a call right now to our in-studio number. That number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name and your number and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on Facebook and on our website. That's www.voaindebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and on www.voashona.com.
The number of unemployed university and college graduates with degrees is increasing in Zimbabwe as many companies continue to close shop due to economic hardships. As a result, many graduates, many of them who are young people, end up resorting to unfashionable and sometimes illegal activities just to get by.
Many, like Samuel Wazai of the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, have resorted to street vending. Not that there is anything wrong with that, but Wazai, like many other young people, possesses a master's degree, and clearly he deserves better. Wazai will be joining us shortly together with other young people struggling to make a living, despite their enviable levels of education.
Mm-hmm, Antunga, so hopefully we can hear from many other young Zimbabweans like Wazai himself. But we even were getting messages from our WhatsApp, our Facebook, young people all over in Zimbabwe and the diaspora who are saying, yes, indeed, I am a college graduate, but I am not doing anything close to what I went to school for, one. And two, I am maybe working a job that is unrelated to what I spent my time studying for. So hopefully we can hear from these young people today. Call in, send us your messages on WhatsApp. We want to hear from you.
Yebo kunjalo, Ms. T. Lishona njani makhaya ikutibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma labasakhulayo phela abale certificate, ngama degrees, abanye ngabala ma diploma, abe imfundo yaphezulu abadlula phela ema college la sema universities. Kodwa bachona bezula nje ngabalayo imsebenzi, abanye ngabathengisayo abaphila ngothengisa esitaladeni, abanye ngabatshona bebhoda nje akula lutho abangalwenza ngoba imsebenzi yasilela elizweni. Kwazwayi vatereri kusangara muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika, tichitarisa kuti pane vechidiki vakawanda vakadzidza zvikuru, vakadzidza zvinomniswa mvura, vane madegrees, vane mabachelors, vamwe vane mamasters, vamwe vane maphd, asi mabasa haazi kuwanikwa muZimbabwe. Naizvozvo vamwe vakuita mabasa asina tsarukano, atingati times misti are illegal, havumidzwi pamutemo, asi vamwe vakuraramawo nekutengesa matamatisi kana kuti zvimwe zvakawanda wanda mumigwagwa umo, vava mavenders. Naizvozvo, muri yeZimbabwe, ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukura nezwa yo nasi mochirongwa chenyu.
And for sure, Ntunga, this is not the first time that we have covered topic yakadai. We've discussed unemployment in Zimbabwe many of the times, but I think right now, in the advent of some of these movements that are coming up, we're seeing young Zimbabweans who are, you know, street vendors who are selling airtime, but they've chosen now to start wearing their hat and gown that they were received on conferment of their degrees, where they're basically showing that, you know, I went through this time doing all this education, but here I am, and I am vending in my hat and gown from my graduation. So I think, as Wanyurai Papokti, hashtag this gown is the newest one that we're seeing all over social media.
Yeah, indeed. Gunjalo, Miss T, si zama kukhulumisana la magese tu ngalinta mbama ngazi ukuthi incingo zethu zihamba kanjani, kodwa njengokutsho kwami sizaba lo Samuel Wadzai. Remember, Samuel Wadzai was here for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He went back with others, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we spoke to him earlier. You know, he's a guy with a master's degree, and clearly you cannot expect a guy, you know, who is so educated to be a vendor. He's just, you know, doesn't make sense to me.
Wadzai, Samuel Wadzai is on the line with us. Koma Samuel Muripo Ere.
My sister, how are you?
We are doing well. Thank you again for joining us this evening. Of course, we spoke to you on our news shows, but give some of the listeners a background of yourself. We mentioned here that you have a master's degree, but you do have your vending initiative, that you have Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation. How did you get to this place as a young Zimbabwean?
Just a response to the mismanagement of the economy for our government to create in the country, despite the high levels of education. You know, we are ranked among the best in Africa, and that does not mean the levels of unemployment creation that is initiating.
Samuel, can you just move around a bit? Your phone is breaker. If you can just walk around, or move from where you are, just so we have a better connection.
We just lost him, but we'll be trying again to reconnect with Samuel Wadzai. Asi angachi taura misti kuti kudziza hongo akadziza asi akuita nyadze kutengesa nenyaya kuti mabasa azikwanikwa munyika upfumi kwenyika hakuna kumira zvakanaka.
Ntungareka tiwerenge some comments that came up on WhatsApp. There's Mkoma Isaac Mupinyuri who says, please call me back, Saka. Hopefully we can get Isaac on the line. But he says the unemployment of graduates and their resorting to despicable ways of survival, like selling airtime, is a telling of deep-rooted failure by government to revive the economy. It's painful that Zimbabwe has created successive useless generations who don't grow the tax base and the economy. Hence, our country is a basket curse. That's from Koma Isaac there in Tunga. There's also a world who says our government has totally failed us. We need new blood in the national office to get us back to the former Zimbabwe. Plenty of employment opportunities.
Indeed, what really gets most young people upset is that we have a government, you know, that promised people 2.2 million jobs. That was, you know, the main highlight in their manifesto during the ahead of the 2013 elections. But after that, you know, some are arguing that we might actually have lost the same number of jobs that the government promised ahead of 2016. But the bottom line really is the economy is not performing. Young people are finishing or graduating from our many colleges and universities, but The job market is so tight for them.
Antunga, I'm hearing that we have another guest of ours on the line. That is Alistair Funye, who is the ZANASU president. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Tunga.
Funye, asikhulume a bit ngendaba ye hashtag this gown. Mbiko bani elizama ukufikisa ebantwini lapha?
I-hashtag this gown into eyimelele ukuthi sikhangele ama-graduates aqeda isikolo engazuzi imisebenzi. Ama-graduates aqeda isikolo expecta ukuthi khona bazakwanisa ukupaya back imali eza-investwa ngabazali babo ku-education ukuthi bekwanise ukukhayela labana babo ababalandelayo emuva, kodwa bahlangane lezidingo zokuthi akulamsebenzi available. And into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi singathatha for example ama programs anjabo engineering a provider ezikoleni njabo naso use it kulama graduates a graduate akhona ngale, but what's so surprising ukuthi we find ukuthi even imigwaqo yethu yabilungiswa ngama China, but kulama graduates abe graduate lokungela umsebenzi, and ama tenders abe nikwa i government a accommodate ama graduates abe graduate even singathatha ku public sector ama graduates azuzi isikhathi sokuthi lawo be enroll bekwazi ukuthi benika ama ideas abo ababe wafunda esikole.
Aha, siyabonga Alistair, uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Misty, we have another guest.
That is Karen Nozipo Gumbo joining us on the air, and she's currently a master's candidate at NASTA. Karen, thank you for joining us this evening. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are doing well, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome.
So, Karen, your story is that you graduated with your undergraduate, and due to the lack of finding a job, you returned to do your master's. Tell us more about your experience.
Okay. My experience, especially when it comes to job opportunities or job employment opportunities in Zimbabwe, is that one thing that I lacked after I discovered, after finishing my first degree, I didn't have experience. I only had 1 year's experience, but when employers advertise on the media or whatever advertising tool they use, they'll be talking about 3 years' experience, 4 years' experience, and I couldn't get that experience. I tried doing internships and volunteering. I couldn't get any volunteering because companies were skeptical about taking a person that they could not pay. So that was my situation. So because I couldn't spend the whole day staying at home, I just decided to go back to school and continue my journey of education.
So what do you think can be done, Nozipo, to address the issue of, graduates who have, a tough time securing a job just because they do not have the experience?
Okay. I think personally what I think I'm also going to talk from an academic perspective. The first thing that the government of Zimbabwe is supposed to do is to try to stimulate demand through the fiscal and monetary policies. This means, like, if they try to make demand for certain products, because we're talking about the multiply and accelerator theories, so you discover that a boom in a certain sector of the economy will influence other booms in certain sectors of the economy. So the best thing to go about this is to first of all, they try to fix the industrial setup in the economy. They try to increase the industrial productive sectors of the economy. And then from there, because those industries are already booming, there's going to be demand of employment. The industry is going to start looking for employers, and also vice versa. Through that, people are going to start getting jobs, and jobs are going to start opening up. And then you also discover that mainly when you look at Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is an agriculture-based economy. And when we start our farming, when we do our policies, we do not anticipate these drought changes that are taking place. So you discover that also on the world markets, agricultural products, they have a volatile prices. The prices are volatile, and sometimes you discover that because as we don't do any processing of those products, when they're being sold on the world market, they do not have any value. So I also emphasize that the government of Zimbabwe should also try to measure or enforce a value addition in our raw products. And also, we should also understand that the world is no longer the same. Economies are now moving to a technological-based economy. So you discover that we also need to improve our technologies of production. We should not rely on old technologies of production. But at the end of the day, we need the government to actually stimulate demand. And I've also been reading some case studies in other countries that what they've been basically doing is at each and every level, it is a requirement for a child to go for to do an internship in any certain sector of the economy, maybe just for 1 week, two weeks. This also gives the student an idea of what a work is all about, what employment is all about, because you also discover that when it comes to this employment, there can be a mismatch with the education and also the candidate, what they have and what the employer wants. So we need to find a gap to close that gap so that we produce a person who knows already when they're now looking for a job that they know what the job requirements are in the field. And also you discover that most young people, they don't have the skills. So I also want to put an emphasis to the government to try to open up opportunities for apprenticeships, internships, and some trainings. So I think this is the best way we can tackle our situation in Zimbabwe. And also one thing that I've seen, especially when it comes to sub-Saharan South African countries, you discover that when it comes to working conditions in their economies, they are a bit stiff, especially with people even who have got the relevant documents. So I would also encourage that member states, maybe in Africa, should also a bit loosen up on the job requirements, especially when a person is all holding papers, when they're now looking for a job, to also loosen up a bit when it comes to the regulation, especially in terms of permits and other working opportunities, to also loosen up.
That is Mkoma Sam Mutenga, who's in Harare. How are you? Hello? I think Antunga, we lost Sam as well. My phones are good nets and nasi, unfortunately, but we'll keep trying them.
Indeed. Mkoma, Alistair, more chiri parunare andid. Ndezvipi zva munopfunga kuti zvakakodzera zva munoda kuona zvichiitwa nehurumende kugadzirisa nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa iyi?
Okay, takatarisa nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa. Yes, tingatarisa kuti the economy is failing chichi, but the most fundamental thing is important inyaya yeleadership. Kana pasina leadership ine vision to gear on to jelly up the economy and move the industry to chendamberi ndo patowana tichi collapse, and at the same time it's also sevadzidzi and again sema graduate atasa kupedza chikora anenge achida mabasa. We are hoping that EU government will take into consideration my policies avakanyora oma implementa wo create an environment allow investor confidence, kuti my investors auye azo rebuild or reconstruct ama industries. Because ama industries akawandisa akabuda mukatarisa, for example, vanhu kufarming chimage chakawanda chataiwana mafarmers acho akabva muno muZimbabwe ndiwakuno producer kuBotswana but mafarmers ari muno they are not capacitated much to produce chimage chakawanda saka isusu tirikusenda a message kuti government nga implement ma policies it create an environment yokuti nyango ma foreign investors ma African investors everyone wants to invest to live confident in investing and providing employment for young people.
We'll say that Mkoma Alista inozipo ungathanda ukungena khonapho kukhulunywa ngu Alista.
Yes, apparently when it comes to the economy, because of the hard economic hardships that the country is currently facing, you discover that for any firm to operate in Zimbabwe, it's quite risky because of the harsh macro environment that the economy has been facing. So personally, what he is saying is also correct. But also, we also need to improve on the risky environment. Our environment is very risky for any investor to come and pursue any business opportunity in Zimbabwe. So also, I think policies should be also be implemented in line to reduce the risky environment that we're already operating in.
Thank you there. I know Zipo, just hold on the line now. We have some other comments that came by WhatsApp. We have Joe who says, thank you and good evening. Well, it's a shame to our country and the leadership misgovernment, which has brought forward these high unemployment rates of graduates. But I'm sorry to put it clear that while Mr. Mugabe is ruling the country, no change is expected. And there's Tinashe who says, the solution here in Zimbabwe is tense since most of the learned people are surviving, selling sweets and fruits and cloth referred to in unauthorized areas to make way for make forward for our lives and our families. We're jobless here. Things are going to waste each and every day. There's no difference between the learned and non-learned. We are surviving the same way.
Indeed, bayakhuluma abantu. Nozipho ngiphenduke kuwe. Uchilo kuba nawe na wabuyela ekolishini ngemva kokuswela umsebenzi. Ubakhona yini abangane bakho kumbe abanye obaziyo abazithola beku same situation yakho?
Yes, actually, bakhona abantu abazithola ku same situation njengami sibili.
Aha, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Nozipho, we have managed to reconnect Namkoma Samuel Wadzai of the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation. Mr. Wadzai was you know, among the 60 Zimbabwean youths who were in the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship. Mkoma Wadzai, ma zoka parunare.
Thank you, my brother. We have got a very good connectivity beside I'm here that I'm back here.
Yeah, funny paya kata, you were still explaining your situation kuti magazo pinda munyaye vending ne nyaye kushayikwa kwe mabasa kunyangwe you are a proud master's degree holder yendra enyumbere.
So we realize that we cannot die of hunger because of the government that does not have correct priorities. So I personally try to keep going to the community and try to look after my family and to try basically to survive. And I know that that is the same situation with everyone. Every youth, we are found in that situation, not because we want to be in the street, but we don't have an option. But we continue to urge our government to live up to these promises of creating those 2.2 million jobs, and we also to try to deal with those that want to come here and assist in the development of the economy in a sincere and practical manner. I don't think we need such policies like the Indigenization Act. It's very retrogressive at this point in time. We need policies that instill confidence in those that want to come and invest in our country and create employment for the youths and for the women of this country. So we as an organization, we continue to call upon the government even to relax in terms of the policies that they have in the activities of the informal sector. You see the bylaws that we have in Harare and Bulawayo and other towns in the country. They are very archaic and they are not in sync with the economic realities. So we call upon the government as an organization to relax these restrictive policies and ensure that they support us. We are able to grow our small businesses and contribute to the development of the economy. After all, it's not us who fail, we have failed. It's the government that has failed to create the employment. So this will allow us to survive honestly.
Aha, Rambai Magabata, Mkoma Wadzai Timbo, Toram Tereri, Va Leroy go South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Leroy. Aiwa, awazi wajonga. Ndiwa Ngomo, jonga Mkoma wangu.
Okay, muriseva Ngomo.
Tino faraga na mshifara, ugurise ku South Africa.
Ku South Africa, tinongo tambura tiri kukuno.
Zvichanaka, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya iri mugango iyi.
Ini ndoona sekuti zvinezvi mamirira zvakaita za dai vanga dai mundara vambomira paside ti tione kuti tingaisa hana angagona kutibetsera because so far akatipromisa kuti tichaita tichava nemabasa akawanda. Apo tinenge takadzidza matinongori nemapepa edu asi hapana zviri kumbobatsira maona.
Saka mudhara munoda kuti vambobva apa ndivapi vakawanda vadhara ndivapi vacho?
Vamugabe dai vambosiya basa tivhotere vamwe titsvage titarise tione kuti tinga anenge apindavo anogumira papi.
Chigaro chamambo chino chinonakidza kamukoma achimbosiiwi easy.
Zvino manje nyika nemafambiro azvakaita nemaomero azvakaita muZimbabwe kana zvikasatodero ticharamba tichitambura because izvezvi kugara kunoku so tinenge tichitambura zvisingamboiti magariro atakaitawo kunoku takangogarawo zvimwewo zvisingatohwisisiki nenyaya yekuti corruption muZimbabwe macho hamuna chiri kugadzirika so
vari kuti vamugave vakasarudzwa kuti kusvikira muna 2018 saka havabvi temu yavo isati yasvika.
Isu manje hatimiri isu tichatobatana nevamwe kuti tirambe tichiratidzira kuitira kuti tione kuti vabve nekukasira because 2018 imwe yanotori mamwe gore anotova kumberi yekuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichitowedzera kufa ipapa pakati tisati tasvika 2018 saka hazvinenge hazvishandi ma
aiwa maita basa mukoma Leroy kumuzansi uko tinotenda.
Tinokutendai vamukoma mova nemanhero akanaka.
Nemiwo ikoko, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Antunga saying the same thing many are saying. Kuma Leroy kutaura kuti, you know, the situation is the same. There has to be some sort of change that has to happen there. But Antunga, I know we are hearing that we're having some issues with our listeners when they are listening to the guests and the callers. So hopefully we can get that taken care of. But right now we're obviously up at the first half of our program where we are going to take a very quick break. Antunga, as usual, saying unfortunately goodbye to our radio listeners, but of course we're streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, as well as on our websites. We're streaming live and Tunga to our guests.
Indeed, Mkoma Samuel Wadzai and Mkoma Alistair Chepfunye, as well as Karen Nozipo Gumbo. Please do stay on the line. We'll be right back.